is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady, never unforgettable, baby. Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
How y'all doing? Welcome to Herbert Kareem Speaks. You can find me on foursightsoflife.com and you can find me on Foursights of Life YouTube channel. I'm talking to you about living paycheck to paycheck. This is a major issue, but you want to have a great relationship, but you already living paycheck to paycheck. Are you in essence looking for someone to live with, to help you with your bills? Are you looking for someone that you can live while they pay the bills? That's the question a lot of individuals haven't asked themselves. A lot of people get into relationships and they want to move in and that other individual pay the bills. Whether it's a woman, whether it's a man, I don't care what you are, gender you are, but you're looking and seeking to prey on somebody else because they know how to pay bills. They are in this 9-to-5, paycheck to paycheck life, and you want to be part of their life. You want a place to stay. You want a place where you can call your home. You want to be able to eat. You want to get from living with someone else, like your mom, cousin, your sister, your brother, anyone. You just now have figured it out that you need to have your own place or share something with someone. Okay? So it's a lot of predators out there, individuals looking, whether you're a woman or man, to shack up with someone that they can have a place to stay. They can have a place to call their own. Yeah, they can have a place where they can control. This is theirs. You can have it with me. It ain't no partnership. But that person that you're trying to move in with is living paycheck to paycheck. Huh? They're already living paycheck to paycheck. You think I just made this up? Let me give you some real stats, okay? Let me help you know and understand individuals. And those of you that are already doing well and living or just barely making it, you know, just over broke. You got a job, just over broke, okay? Just over broke. And you're considering bringing somebody into your home, letting them live with you. And you might already have kids, or you might be bringing a queen with you and she already have kids and you living by yourself. Whatever the case may be, you're doing okay. You figured out how to pay your bills paycheck to paycheck, month to month, week after week. You're just making it, okay? And now they want to share what you have acquired. Let me show you some stats right here so you can know what's out there, okay? This is why people always in the United States looking at somebody's finances, looking at their credit score. They're not thinking about no love. They ain't thinking about God. They can't think about it. It's almost like they feel it's impossible because they just barely surviving. But here's how. Look, for many people, it is very difficult to live in the United States. Let me give you some stats. About 15% of the population living in poverty in the United States. 15% of people in United States, the population, are living in poverty. And another 25 to 35% are working poor. They're basically poor status, meaning that they cannot, every time they get paid, they can't even pay for regular things. They can't even make it in society. They can't go out and enjoy the life that other people do. They can't even, they're not even having paycheck to paycheck life. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They don't even have enough to take care of their bills. Yo, they don't. They're almost living like a Social Security lifestyle on a fixed income, living with somebody else. They're bringing in barely $800 a month, $600 a month, $500 a month, $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month, and they're not able to cover no bills, let alone pay for anything else. Okay. I just want to give you that. 75% of the people of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck, meaning 75%, that's 25% of individuals that are making it. The other 75% can't survive. If they lose that job, they done. If they if they miss one paycheck, they in trouble. Credit cards can bail you out. Having good credit, getting a personal loan can bail you out. Cash advances can bail you out. But if you ain't got good credit and you living paycheck to paycheck, you in trouble, you in danger. And this is what a lot of Americans in America are living like. So when you try to come across somebody, don't think things is peaches and roses and cream just because you found love. They living in this infested, this survival, this actual in debt credit system. And you coming along saying, hey, look, it's about love and it's about God, which it should be. But you want them to take care of you. You ain't even thinking about love. You ain't even coming with no godly spirit. You coming with how I can use them, how I can take advantage of them, how I can move in, how I can move my things in,
how I can be taken care of, how I can raid their refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How I can get in and have a comfortable space that now becomes my space.
Ooh, don't they have a social media called My Space?
Okay, about 63% of Americans have not even no money or just $1,000 in their actual bank account, savings account. They got no money or just $1,000 in their actual savings account. Let me read something to you. Many Americans think that they can retire on Social Security. Good luck living in America. Many major cities are filled with poverty and crime, okay? Look, right here, 1% of the population of the United States has about 50% of the wealth of the nation. The upper 20% control the 95% of the wealth in the nation. That leaves about 5% of the wealth of remaining 80% of the population. So you're scratching and surviving on purpose. So if you have a system that's purposely taking advantage of you and I and that significant other that you have or you want to acquire, individuals coming into your life, you're going to be selective. Yeah, especially if you pass mid-30s, especially if you pass in your 40s. And if you're in your 50s and up, you really ain't playing no games with nobody. They just can't come up in here. You got everything. You got your ducks in order. You actually crossing your T's and you dotting your I's. You're not allowing nobody to ruin what you done already figured out how to pay your bills and how to make it and how to stay afloat. You can't get sick. You can't get hurt. You can't have something that's just weird and happen that actually have not allows you to get a check no more, because you actually going to be in a state of fear. Because you have no assets. You have nothing stable. You're on a fixed, true fixed income. Talk about these retirees. You're really already on a fixed income. Your fixed income is your paycheck. If your paycheck don't come in, you are in a dire state. So individuals living paycheck to paycheck, which is more than 75-90% of us, be careful who you let in. And individuals that are preying on individuals that can move in, come with a godly spirit. Move on. Stop. Change your mentality. Stop trying to take advantage of individuals that are literally just already in the righteous spirit, already walking God, already taking care of themselves. Don't try to have on spirit, trying to actually just move on individuals with a sick mind that you haven't. You can't do that. Look at the bigger picture here. They need you. And you need them. It's more of a survival thing. There's demonic spirits and Jesuits and wolves running all rapid in this world. So you in the United States, you can see it. You can see that that's not God nowhere. Love is kind of like hard and rare to find. God is hard to find. Like I told you, God is love and love is God. It's difficult to find that anywhere now, because they put you in a place, in a position of starvation, hungry, survivalship, paycheck to paycheck. So now your mentality has changed. You can't see God, and love and God can't see you. So when it comes your way, you pass it by, you push it by, you push it away, because you always focus on being selfish and not selfless. But if you actually hone in on the God in you, you'll be able to find the spiritual true you that gives you discernment to know when and what is being brought your way, and what you, and you'll be able to move like an ocean in the waves the correct way and proper way, how it's supposed to be moved. And you won't be lost in the sauce. Herbert Skareem.